Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
All right. Praise the Lord, Sister Mary.
Yes, sir.
All right. Your show started.
Okay. Well, bless God. My title today, I'm going to be talking on trusting in the Lord. Because that's something I can talk about. I didn't even write no notes today. I didn't have to, because if I don't know nothing else, I know about trusting in the Lord. It's been imputed in me from childhood, and in the last 2 weeks, God has just been radiating it in my spirit. And I just wanted to share with the world and whoever's speaking, maybe God will bless somebody with it. But I just wanted to share about trusting in the Lord. If somebody just needs to have a scripture to go along with that, I got Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's a mouthful, because I've just been thinking on God the last 2 weeks. And I testified in church today, and I told them, I said, I don't know no better. Everything I pray and ask God for, he do. So I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm so overwhelmed today. Before I get started, I just wanted to share what God put in my heart for my first lady and my pastor on Sunday before last was our 11th church anniversary. And again, it was, inducive with what we're talking about today. Like I said, for the last couple of weeks, God has been dealing with me with trusting him. And sometimes we think we're trusting him, and we really not trusting him. And one of my great aunts asked my mother that years ago when I was a little girl, about 12 or 13, she said, baby, you trust God? And my mama said, yes, ma'am, I trust God. And that older lady said, do you really trust God? Sometimes we think we trust in God, but we really don't be trusting God. And so you all may not know this about me. God gave me the gift of poetry, but no matter how long in advance I know that I would have to come up with a poem for maybe a church service or something, the Holy Spirit never gives it to me until, sometimes an hour before I'm due to have it. And that's because God's letting me know, this ain't you. You ain't got nothing to do with this. But I have gotten to the point where I trust him. I had to write a poem Friday for our usher's board anniversary. And I got in the house at 5:54 and they had no poem. I said, okay, God. But by 6:53, I had a poem. And that's because I trusted him to give God, your people waiting. And I just trust him. I thank God that when, I tell people all the time that everything that I ask God for, he does. But at the same time, you got to be lined up in his will. And that's what my pastor preached on today. The lining up. We could have 10 things in line, but if one mechanism is out of place, if one thing is out of order, it blocks the flow, and we won't get where we're trying to go. But I thank God for lining up. So I want to share this poem with you really quick, because it blessed me, and hopefully it'll bless somebody else. So this was for our 11th pastoral anniversary, and it says, happy 11th anniversary, Pastor and First Lady. But when I say this, let me say this. This was to them that day, but this is to all of you today. Because this ain't just for them. This is for all of us as a whole and as a body of Christ. So it says, we've made it by God's grace here again. Although naturally we've had obstacles Psalms 108 and 13 promises our win. We've had some valley experiences and some hills we've had to climb, but Psalms 46 and 10 is a perfect scripture to help us for such times. Be still and know that I am God is not so hard to do, especially when it's guaranteed that God will see you through. To be still simply means to stop striving, stop fighting, relax, and put your hands down. Rest and trust in the Lord. Rest in his word and let his peace abound. If we've learned nothing else in the past, we've had some lessons repeated. Faith is the only thing to move God, and God's word is how the enemy's defeated. Prayer is the greatest tool we can obtain other than faith. If you do not have a prayer life, you cannot run this race. Prayer is the immune system for the spiritual man every day. Be sure to build your immunity as you fervently and consistently pray. We are constantly feeding our carnal body. It's strong, balanced, and stable. Our spiritual man gets so weak sometimes, we can't blow a tissue off the table. God takes us through things that we just don't understand. He's not concerned that we don't get it. Our job is to praise him and trust his plan. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. He wants us to have a Job-like spirit, giving him praise before we come through. Job 1 and 20 says, Job got up, tore his robe, and shaved his head, fell to the ground to worship God, and this is what he said. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord taketh away. He worshiped him with his heart. Last year, my pastor spoke about the church in a bend and to hold on so we're not lost was his concern. We lost a few who lost their grip, but God helped a few to return. Full life in the body of Christ had to encounter a few of the enemy attacks. Right now, we're in the move of God, and folks are coming back. I always say there are no spiritual diabetes around pastor, because there's no sugar added and no dilution, just a hint of sweetness from the Holy Spirit and the ambience of God's restitution. Pastor is gifted in bringing the word and making it simplistic and plain. If he offends you, he meant to, and so do I. Your soul is at stake. Just grow on from your spiritual pain. Full life in the body of Christ, greater is coming. We have shifted and we're on the rise. Keep your feet planted firmly. Keep God's focus in your eyes. The pastor and first lady, just know your efforts aren't in vain. You're about to see the manifestation of the vision you've written plain. Brothers and sisters, I beseech you, don't give up and don't forget. God has spoken and you ain't seen nothing yet. So I just wanted to share that with you all, and I hope it blessed somebody, because God is faithful, and all we have to do is trust him and his word. If I can, I don't want to go too far ahead of myself, but I was praying and asking God for some things that's been going on in my life, and I was sharing with my friend Toy, Evangelist Toy, Pastor Toy, whatever y'all want to call her, she's just Toy to me, but God knows. But we were sharing some things, and I was telling her that my pastor in Philadelphia, they 2 weeks ago, they called the family in because they said he wasn't going to live through the night. And I asked my mother what was wrong with him, and she said he'd been getting cancer treatment for the last year, and I had no idea. But that wouldn't sit well in my spirit, because he's a man of God, and anything that's on us as children of God is illegal. When we in the will of God and we are doing God's will, and we have, it's illegally on us. It has no right. And that set in my spirit that it was illegally in his body, and I wasn't accepting that. So I prayed and I asked God to make him a walking, breathing, living testimonial that anything with a name, and cancer has a name, diabetes has a name, depression has a name, and all of these other things that the world has come up with has a name, nothing can stand up to the name of Jesus. So I asked God, they said cancer, we going to say cancer. Cancer can't stay. Cancer is illegal. And I asked God to make him a living testimony. They said that he wouldn't make it through the night. That was Sunday before last. When I hadn't heard anything about it after I prayed, I called my mother the other day and I asked her, well, how's Pastor doing? I haven't heard anything. She said 24 hours after they said he wasn't going to make it through the night, he is walking in his room talking. He is currently, as we speak, in a rehab, regaining his strength. I thank God because I trust him. I mean, if I can get somebody else that can touch and agree with me and trust him, tell me what he did for you that builds your trust. But I know that when I ask him for it, and with that childlike faith, I receive it. And I thank God for it. The last time I spoke to you all, I told y'all that my daughter had a spirit of rebellion and defiance, and I've been praying, and I asked God just last week. I threw my hands up and said, God, I give her to you. Ain't nothing else I can do. I done did all I know how to do. I need you to break up her stony heart and give her a heart of flesh so that she can receive you and you can work with her. He can't work with a heart of stone. So if you touch her heart and make it flesh, then she can be receptive to you. But there's nothing else that Mary can do. Lord, last week I got a phone call from her school who said the girl did a 180. The girl got 80s and 100s on her test. Her demeanor was different. I thank God her behavior was acceptable. And today, she tapped me on my shoulder in church and asked me would I walk her to the altar so she could give her heart to God and give her life to God. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, God. I asked him. I trusted. I left it alone. I was not expecting that, but I thank him that my daughter gave her heart to God. It's going to be a daily process, but I thank him for making her heart flesh, because she had to have a heart to want to do that, and not a heart of stone would have did that. I thank him for that. I mean, he has been moving and showing himself, and I'm just grateful. I got so many testimonies that I could share with you on trusting God, but, you know, I don't want to be the only one talking here tonight. I want to hear something God did for y'all, but I just wanted to share that because my heart is full, and even driving home, when my daughter gets home at midnight and I keep her children most of the time during the week, God just put a song in my heart. Matter of fact, my aunt prayed for us Thursday, and she said, God said he gave you the gift to sing. He said, sing a song. That's your warfare. Sing. And as soon as she said it, God brought back to my memory because she ran away 3 times last November. And I used to sing. I gave it to God then. I said, God, I'm gonna give it to you. I'm going to bed. When she ran away one day, instead of getting all anxious and you know, out of sorts with it, I just said, God, I'm gonna give it to you. And I sang and I said, I'm going to bed. And I sang praises to God and I went to sleep. And God brought her back 1 a.m. in the morning. God said to me before I went to sleep, he said, she's gonna be here when you wake up, she's gonna be sleeping on the sofa. And my goddaughter, boyfriend came and woke me up and said, your baby is here. She out there sitting on the sofa. God don't lie. I trust him. I trust him with everything I ask him for. I thought about it. I was telling Toy, my mother told me when I was a little girl, she said the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, you trust me with your children, but you don't trust me with your gas bill. You got to trust him with everything. You can't pick and choose what you trust in God for. If you trust him, you trust him. And I promise you, he going to come through, because what he going to do is he going to say, I'm going to do this because I know she going to tell it. And God loves when we tell what he do. He loves that I'm going to do this for her because she going to share it with the next one. And that just lights that fire of hope. It's a hope stick. Just keep going. One match lighting the next one. Just hope. Because somebody don't have hope. I'm transparent for God. I promise God. God, my mama used to say when we was growing up, everything you go through, you don't go through for nothing. For you, it's not about you. When you go through things, it's for somebody else. It may be next week, next year, or 10 years from now. So whenever I'm going through something, I say, I don't know who this for, God. But when the opportunity arises, I share it. I'm transparent. Your transparency may very well be somebody's breakthrough. I thank God. I trust him. I trust him with, let me make you laugh. I trust him with my animal. I have a service dog, and when he gets sick, I put blessed oil in my hand. He licks it out. I say number 6, 24, 26 over his life. Lord, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And when I look up again, homeboy running, playing, and doing everything that he used to do because I trust him. I pray. I let it go. He moving the animals. It don't matter what it is. If you trust him, he will move on your behalf. And I thank God. I thank God that he just good like that. So, I mean, if somebody else want to call in, share a testimony, share an experience, I mean, bless me, because your testimonies make me stronger. And it just builds my trust a little bit more. But I got enough to take me. But you know what? Somebody else out there that may be listening, that may be the one thing that bring them on in, that say, you know what, I'm going to try your God. I didn't did everything else. I'm gonna try your God. I implore you, please try my God today. I promise you, ain't nothing that he won't do and can't do. So I just want to take a break and let somebody else say something. But if you don't want to, I promise I could take you on through with what he done for me. Anybody? I mean, he's just that good. Don't sit down on him because he ain't sitting down on us. Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Mary.
Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to just call in. I'm just inspired about how you gave your testimony. I just want to real quickly give a testimony, you know, real quick. And,
yes,
you know, my testimony is basically,
yeah,
is just like no matter how much you want to give in, you know, but once we call on him, you know, he gives us strength, you know, to carry on, you know, and it's just like that famous portrait that we had where you see the footprints in the sand. And you figure that at the most time where you're, you know, he's needed for you, and you think he's not there, he's there carrying you. And, you know,
yeah.
I just thank God that he's carrying me through, you know, when I've experienced some of the most tough times in my life. You know, he's always there. And, you know, when I'm weak, you know, he gives me strength and carries me on. And one of the things about, you know, being able to give a testimony, you know, it's what it says. It's a test, you know. We can't be strong if we're not tested, you know. And I like the topic, you know, the name of your show, Iron Sharpens Iron. You know,
yes,
if we can't sharpen iron, if you just let it sit there, lay there, you know, it's going to get dull and it's not going to be effective. It's not going to be able to cut anything unless it's sharpened. It stays sharp, you know. And you know, throughout, you know, our lives, you know, we need to stay sharp and we need to, you know, sharpen each other because, you know, no matter what we do, you know, we're always going to face, you know, we're always going to face some kind of adversity and, you know, and basically there's no getting out of life alive. And, that, you know, that's all I have to say tonight. I just want to let you know that, you know, I was inspired to say something. And thank you so much, Evangelist Mary, for giving me that inspiration.
Oh, I thank you for your testimony because we do iron sharpen iron. We do need, we get by off the strength of other people's testimonies. I mean, some people may not know it, but if he did it for you, he'll do it for me. And I live by that. And, you know, I was just telling Pastor Toy, I was telling her, Lord, the enemy trying to take my thought, but he a lie, that we do have to trust him. And, you know, you can tell, not even just a child, you can tell somebody the right thing to do, but if they see you doing the wrong thing, they going to do what you do and not what you said. So it's an example. It's an example. I want people to see that I trusted him and that he came through. And that if you trust him, guess what? He coming through. I mean, I could go on and on and on and tell you how my mother gave me many examples of trust in the Lord. You know? Yes.
Praise the Lord. Okay. I just had to come on to share. I wanted to come on and share as you were talking about trusting in God. Because, you know, Romans, I believe it's Romans chapter 1. I don't know the exact verse, but I know it's in Romans chapter 1. It tells us how we encourage one another through each mm-hmm. other's faith, through our faith or through our testimony about what God has done with us and for us through our faith. And as I was listening to you talk, I just brought back to mind all of the times when I had nothing but faith in God to stretch out on. You know, the Word of God teaches us that we walk by faith and not by sight. And if I looked at what it looked like, if I focused on the fact that my bank account was negative, if I focused on the fact that there was no food in the cabinet, if I focused on the fact that the mortgage was due but the paycheck wasn't, all of those situations where God stepped in, and not only stepped in and made a way, but stepped in, made a way, and then showed out on my behalf, not for my glory, but for his glory. I just wanted to come on and thank you for sharing with us about trusting in God, because it's when we get to a place that we totally trust him. I like the way that I believe it's Proverbs says it, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not mm-hmm. into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So I just wanted to share that with everyone, that we must believe in God. We must trust God on his word, not halfway, but totally and completely. When our naysayers are telling us we can't, we have to believe God's word, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And I'm not saying that just because that's what the scripture says. I'm telling you that because that's what he has shown and done for me. So, Evangelist Mary, thank you so, so much for just being obedient in your unction of the Holy Ghost. And thank you for allowing me to come on and share that with you all this evening.
Oh, bless God. Thank you. And that's what I want to do. I want to be used. I told my daughter, if you're going to be used in this world, let it be by God. I want to be, you know, if I went through something that's going to help somebody else out, I'm transparent. Let's have it. Let me help you. Like I was sharing about an incident that happened in Philadelphia last week about the young man that killed his whole family, his mother, his stepfather, and his stepbrothers. I didn't know them. But in obedience, God had me go on a live broadcast with some friends of mine, and I asked them to pray for that family. And you know, the enemy always going to tell you, don't say that. Don't interrupt their program for that. That, you know, that's not important. You ain't even know them people. God said, ask them to pray for that family. So I asked them to pray for that family. And after I was obedient and asked them to pray for that family, you wouldn't believe the people that was on that broadcast wasn't even on there for that. They were on there selling jewelry. But the people that were on that broadcast buying jewelry, whew, my God, they started texting in the comments, pray for me. I'm suffering from depression. Pray for me. This is the season that the enemy come up with that depression stuff, y'all, around the holidays. Be aware. Be mindful. People were typing in their comments, pray for me. I'm suffering from depression. Pray for me. I have schizophrenia. Pray for my mother. She going through this. Pray for my children. They doing depression and all kinds of stuff. Nobody was saying nothing. But God opened that door. because I was obedient enough to ask for prayer for a family I didn't even know. I had just heard in the wind what happened, but it disturbed my spirit enough to say, God, somebody, everybody, and anybody need to pray now more than ever. But God opened that door, and I was so glad that I walked in obedience, because delayed obedience is disobedience. And you don't know who is where and what they need, but God does. And I thank God that wherever I am, if I can be transparent and let somebody know that he is real, he is there, you just have to, don't go by what you see, taste, touch, hear, or smell. You got to know that you know that you know. And I know that I know. I'm telling you, my mother is 75 years old right now. She'll be 76 next month. My mother had two strokes 4 years ago that left her left side impaired. She has no strength on her left arm and in her left leg. And my mother will tell you in a minute, me and God get ready to do X, Y, Z, and you ain't going to talk her down. And I used to worry about her because my mother has a triplex in Germantown. And my mother will go on that third floor roof and seal cracks and tar and put roofing paper down. I mean, at 75 with an impaired left side, and she don't have no fear. And she said, me and God get ready to do this. When I call my mama and say, hey, mama, how you doing? And she go, I'm get ready to go up on the roof. Okay, mama, because if she crazy enough to trust him, I'm crazy enough to trust him with her. I can't do nothing from Georgia that she doing in Philadelphia. So I have to trust God with her. I trust God for everybody and everything. I gave every child I got back to God last week. I said, God, they're yours. I can't do nothing with them. I done did all I could do. They're yours. I have to trust. And when you let go, that's when he'll move. Because I be trying to assist God. I ain't going to lie to you. I be trying to assist God. I be like, I'm a big girl, God. I got this. I can pray. I can do this and I can do that. And I be just all in the way. But as soon as I get tired of struggling and say, God, I can't, I give it to you. And he be saying, that's what I want. I was waiting for you to move on out of the way. Move out of the way and let me do. I didn't ask you for your help. And I thank him because he still comes through. And I just cannot tell you. I am amazed at God every day. I'm amazed at, it just builds my trust. My pastor said to me, he said, my pastor told me God don't have no choice but to do what I ask him to do, because I say it, I mean it, I believe him, I trust him, and I wait for it. And I mean, that's all I could say. I mean, my mother led the example. I told somebody how my mother, when I was a little girl, I didn't understand a lot of things, but my mother would always call me in to pray with her and her neighbor. Her and her neighbor used to get on their knees in my living room and have prayer. My mother would call me in to pray with them. She didn't call my brother in. I don't know why, but I know that it was for a time such as this that it would come back and regurgitate in my life that I needed that. But my mother would pray with my neighbor, and she would ask God stuff, and God would do it. And she believed, and I believed with her. But it strengthened me. When my mother had a washing machine that didn't work, and she slapped that washing machine and said, in the name of the Lord, you will work, and she ain't play, and that washing machine worked, I will have you know that once I became a mother and a grown woman with four kids living in 900 miles away in another state, when situations arrived in my life, I thought about my mother, and I had a dryer that wouldn't work. And I went in there, and I said, in the name of the Lord, you will work. And that dryer worked. And I gave that testimony at Bible study, and it struck something in somebody else. And the very next week at Bible study, another young lady said, Sister Mary, my transmission went out in my car. And I thought about what you said your mother did with her washing machine, and I remember what you did with your dryer, and I ain't had no better sense. I went out there and slapped the hood of that car and said, in the name of Jesus, you will work. Guess what? It works. It works. It's like a fast-moving fire. It will catch on. Each one. Each one catch on. While I was just telling you that story, I thought about a story about a soldier who believed in God in the armed forces, and the army used to laugh at him because he was a believer and he trusted God, and they told him to move a Jeep from the front of the building to the back of the building. And then he said, okay. And they knew that when he got in it, he was going to pray first because that's what he did. And they made fun of his faith in God. But they wanted him to move that Jeep from the front of the building to the back of the building. And he couldn't understand why when he was moving that Jeep that they was laughing so hard. You know why they was laughing so hard? Because the Jeep didn't have no battery in it. But they said he ain't going to do nothing. But guess what? He didn't know that car didn't have no battery in it because guess what it did? It moved it. By the time he moved that Jeep to the back of the building and came back, everybody that was laughing was in tears. And they wanted to know about his God. Because he trusted God. He didn't even know that it was a rig, but it backfired and it came up for God. People going to try you. People going to watch you. They going to see if you're going to say who you are and do what you do. And guess what? Every time, he going to come through on top. I promise you, if I don't do nothing else in my life, I'm trusting God until the end. I trust him. When I think about so many different little small examples that I watched my mother coming up, and then I said, if he did it for her, I'm here now, God. And he did it for me. And I got three grown adult children who have children. They better catch on, because if he did it for her and he did it for me, he'll do it for them. But I just thank God, because that has just been resonating in my spirit for weeks. Trust him. Do you really trust him? Or are we just thinking we trust in him or wanting to trust him and don't know how? Trust him like a child spirit. Let it go. Give it to him and let it go. Let it go. I'm telling you, I've just been in my spirit. My spirit is so happy. Is so happy today because I have a God that I can trust. I have, you know, I have an alarm system in my house, but I don't trust that alarm system. I have gone to Bible study on another side of Georgia and left my house completely unlocked because I couldn't find my keys, but I was going. Ain't no lock and no alarm system man made there to keep a thief out if he really want to come in. I trust God. When I dispatch my angels and I lay my head down at night, I sleep well. I trust God. And I'm hoping that I just get somebody to touch and agree with me today that trust him. Trust him. He will never fail. He can do anything but fail. I am just so fired up for the Lord in my spirit. I mean, everything I ask God to do, he has done it in the last 2 weeks. In the last couple of years, but in the last 2 weeks, he has shown himself again. He has shown himself again. Even like, so my daughter didn't have a winter coat, and we having a cool front down here right now. And I said, Lord, I got to get my baby a coat because she grows so fast and she's so long and linky. She grew out all her clothes. I said, God, I need to get her some stuff. But I just can't right now. I got to wait till next week. And went to church on Friday night, and a lady gave her an arm full of winter blazers and dresses and coats. And I said, oh, my God, look at you. Before you can ask, he will do it. I didn't even have to ask, and he did it. He is all that. And I am so excited about what he does in my life. And I just want to be transparent and share what God can do. Because if he did it for me, I'm sure going to tell it. I'm sure going to tell it. Because I want y'all to know that a story that you can see, a living, breathing testimony, is better than one that was told about somebody's Amy's cousin's brother's nephew somewhere down the line and you can't see the living result. I am a living testimony. I am a living testimony. I had lupus for 15 years and God healed me. Somebody said, you can't, it's not cure for it. I didn't tell you I was cured. I told you I was healed. I told you I was delivered. There's a difference. He can do it. Come on, Carla. Bless me.
Oh. Hello.
Hello. Hey, sweetie.
How you doing? Good evening.
I'm good.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready for your testimony. Yes.
Oh, okay. How you doing? My name is Michelle. My testimony, I got a lot, but I know we don't have a lot of time. My testimony is, I was talking to my 18-year-old. She moved out. Like, she's been gone now about 5 months. So we was on the phone, and she spent the night before. She seemed like she was okay. Nothing was wrong. She got home, and so I hung up. So she called me back, asked my advice on something. I gave it to her. She hung up. So she called me crying. I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "I'm just tired. I'm not happy with myself." I said, "Well, you know, you got a job. You're back in school. Like, you know, you back on your feet. Like, you're doing a little better than you were." So she was like, "I'm calling you because I took something." I said, "Well, what did you take?" She said, "The Motrin off your dresser." I said, "Well, how many did you take?" She said, "I don't know, about 6 or 8 of them." So at this time, I'm like, hold up. I just started praying because I'm like, if I call the ambulance, they're going 302 her. So I just instantly started praying. So, you know, I started talking to her and telling her, like, you know, this is not the way, you know, to go up with things, you know. And I was talking to her. I'm like, you know, I was talking to you on the phone this whole time, and you didn't once say anything. So I'm still trying to fathom, like, what's going on. But she's in a life, you know, she likes girls. She's going through something with her meat and where she's staying at. But my testimony is I just thank God that it was only Motrin and nothing else. And
that's
that
right.
She's still here. That she's still here, breathing and alive. And I'm just continue to keep her in prayer because their father just came home about 7 months ago. And while he was incarcerated, they had a good relationship. When he came home, what happened, I don't know. And I think that's also what's going on with her, is eating her up, that, you know, their relationship is sabotaged. So just, you know, just keep my daughter in prayer. Keep my family in prayer. Keep me in prayer. Say that again.
What's your daughter's name?
Deja.
Deja?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put her name on my prayer list. I have a prayer list that I call every one Friday. We have corporate prayer at our church, and I call everybody's name on that. I have 3 or 4 pages in a book, and I call them all one by one. I'm going to put your name in there, too.
Okay.
I will. And you know what? You thank God for that. That is a testimony, because she could have taken something else but God.
Yep.
But you know what? Give her to him and trust him.
Yes, and that's what I did. I was a little worried, but, you know, she started going off and getting angry, and I'm like, you know what, I'll talk to you later, and, you know, I just let her go ahead and be, and her girlfriend called me, like, she's fine, she okay. You know, she felt like she had to throw up, but she couldn't, so, you know, I'm like, well, that's probably because she didn't eat nothing, and when you take Motrin, your stomach will, you know, feel like that.
Right.
But, you know, like you I know, said, I just thank God that it wasn't nothing else.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
You know, I pray that she do not ever attempt suicide. And I'm going to speak out for all parents. Watch your children.
Yes.
Watch them closely. I do. I watch my kids every move. They tell me, "What you looking at?" And I don't say nothing. Because I know my children. And if you watch them and you pay attention to them, you know when something's going on.
Right.
I knew something was wrong because she came here and she didn't call, but I didn't know what it was. And I didn't question it. I just let her be. I said, I'm going to wait for her to come to me. I didn't know it was that deep.
Right. And you know what, Michelle? Let me share something with you and be transparent. We are supposed to watch our children, but we sometimes can't do everything.
No, we can't.
And
no.
And this is why we had to stop God. Because my daughter, like your daughter, her father wasn't in her life as when she was growing up, but he came into her, he came to Georgia where we live at about 3 or 4 years ago and claimed to have a relationship with her. And what he came to do was to ruin my life and sabotage her out of hatred. And he imputed that spirit in her that just, he just demolished her little, crushed her spirit. And that depression from being neglected and abandoned is real with our children.
Yes,
but again, he can't do anything but pray and trust God. And I'm going to tell you, my children were little. I used to watch them like a hawk, wouldn't let them go nowhere, wouldn't let them watch everything they did. But at some point, my children were sexually assaulted by a friend of mine's husband, and I lived in the house, and I did not see it. For 10 months after, I still didn't see any signs of any, you know, anything was wrong until my oldest daughter decided she didn't want to carry that burden anymore, so she just confided in her little sister, who was 2 years younger than her. So my oldest daughter was eight at the time, so she talked to her six-year-old sister, who she knew wouldn't understand, but she just wanted to get it off of her chest, and she shared what this man did to her to have a little, you know, freedom out of her spirit. And when she finished telling everything that he did to her six-year-old sister, her six-year-old sister said, "Now, let me tell you what he did to me," which floored everybody, because mother saw no change in attitude, no change in behavior, and no change in anything, because they didn't want to alarm me because we were homeless at the time and they knew we had nowhere else to go. But let me tell you how that's why we have to trust God. Right now, my children have forgiven him because they said they're not going to let what happened to them negative affect them. So they have moved on and forgiven him. They did it. They did it first, and then I did it because I had to follow the children on that one. But trust God with your kids. You're not going to see everything. You're not going to know everything. But when you put them in his hands, I promise you, that's better than all state, sweetheart.
Yes,
you've got to just pray with your baby and let God have her and pray every day. Now, my daughter that's broken about her dad abandoning her and neglecting her, she has just recently, I mean, in the last week, I have her in counseling every week, and she's on medication for mental health. But I'm telling you, I pray every time she walk out that door. I say angels dispatch around my child, keep her safe, and I ask God to break up her heart, make it a flesh heart, so God can access her. I say renew her mind to do the right thing, even when she going to do something wrong. Switch it and give her a mind. Renew her mind. You can't do nothing without a renewed mind. Renew her mind, soften her heart, her flesh, and guard God and keep her, and bring her back home safely. That's all we can do.
But we have to hold prayer,
and we have to believe what we pray. If you're going to worry, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. That's my motto, because we ain't doing nothing. If we pray and then we turn around and still worry, we retract it, because fear and faith can't be in the same room, just like light and darkness. When you walk in a dark room and click the switch, darkness got to go instantly because light showed up. And that's the same thing with fear and faith. If you have fear, you just deactivated your faith. So keep your faith activated, trust God, and pray daily, and believe what you pray. Children, I'm telling you, children are so innocent, they can pray and God hear them because they pure-hearted, and we need to have a childlike spirit when we pray. Sometimes I pray to God for stuff, and I forget about it until it comes to pass, and then the Holy Spirit will say, "You prayed for that," and I'll say, "I sure did, God. Thank you." Pray and leave it there. Don't show it to God. "God, this is what's going on." And then take it back. Leave it there. But I'm going to put your name in the prayer book, Michelle, and I hope I talk to you again. Okay? Hello? So at this time, if anybody wants to trust God, if anybody wants to give their heart to God and just submit completely to God and try that trust factor out, I promise you, it'll be the best thing. It's gold, it's money in the bank. I promise you, it's money in the bank. But anybody that does that wants to just submit themselves to God, I want you to say with me, Romans 10:9. Say, God, you know, if thou confess with thy mouth, I confess with my mouth, God. This is what you say. Lord, and you believe in your heart and you that he has raised his son from the dead, you will be saved. And that's all you have to do. And after you do that and believe what you say, then walk that walk. Walk the walk. Stay on the straight and narrow. Seek God. Study God. Pray constantly and fervently and watch God move in your life. I thank God for all of my listeners. I hope that I have said something that blessed you. I hope that God has touched somebody. And I love you with the love of Christ. And until we meet again, I just want to leave that with you. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And if you would like to call into the line, the number is 319-527-6091. If you have, you know, problems with that line, if you have T-Mobile or Metro, then you can go call in on 323-870-4174. Or you can go to the website, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And God bless y'all until the next time. Yes, Lord. And at this time, we'll have our announcement.
Yes, and real quickly, this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank everybody for listening. Whether you're calling online or you're listening online or calling via phone, we thank you so much for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And as always, we thank you so much for your support listening to us. One of the things that we suggest you do after hearing our call to salvation is that you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary to nurture the word of Christ. And if you can't find that, we're here almost each and every night we can broadcast. We invite you to stick with us until you find that home sanctuary. Until you find that one, that church sanctuary, we invite you to, you know, let us know. You can contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say a prayer request, or just let us know that you've turned a new leaf over in life. And we thank you so much for supporting us and letting us know your progress in Christ. Also, we are continuing our morning walk on anchor.com or Anchor FM, whichever one of the devices that you have that you can support, you know, Anchor FM or anchor.com. And we, like I said, have continued our morning walk with prayer, and we hope you look at our morning walk with prayer for inspiration and also for continued praise and, you know, the works of the Lord. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It. And that show is hosted by Sister Janice, Sister Adrian, and Sister Talene. And we hope you enjoy tomorrow night's broadcast. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, that starts at 9 p.m. tomorrow evening. And it's Let's Talk About It, hosted by Sister Janice, Sister Adrian, and Sister Talene. And we hope you enjoy tomorrow evening's program. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, where you can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we hope you enjoy listening to our past and previous broadcasts. If you have an iPhone, you can go to where that purple podcast symbol is, and you're going to simply tap that, and you can just type in Purpose Kingdom Network. You can like us, and that way you won't miss an episode. And if you have a Android, just go to the Google Play section, and you can do the same thing. You just type in Purpose Kingdom Network and like that, and you can follow us, and that way you won't miss an episode. We're also on Facebook. We'll be inviting you to like us so you can see our advertisements and our upcoming shows. We thank those that do so, and you can type in a praise report. We appreciate that. And with that being said, that's the end of tonight's announcements, and we're going to return the programming back over to Evangelist Mary. Evangelist Mary, the programming is back in your hands.
Okay. Well, thank you, and please take heed to the announcements. It is very efficient. It is very important to stay connected, especially if you're a babe in Christ or a newcomer to the Christian world, and you're a new babe in Christ. It's very important to stay connected with somebody. Just like in the world when they have the drug programs and they have a buddy system, they have a buddy system. You know, when you meet somebody, you might not be able to pray, call somebody, have somebody you can connect with. Or, you know, if you don't want to do certain things and you're trying to get away from certain things, come on to Purpose Kingdom Network nightly and listen to the word and feed your spirit man and build him up, because, you know, that spirit man is receiving what's being said. You may not think so, but it's getting stronger. And when something arises, it will regurgitate in your life and come up where you can use it, you know, for your good. So I please be aware of your announcements and you utilize the body. Utilize the body. We are one for another. Iron sharpens iron. We need each other. We need each other. I am totally pleased with sharing with you tonight. I am so just overwhelmed at God, and I'm in awe. And I promise you, I can't wait till the next time to meet and greet with you again. Again. So I guess, you know, I just want you all to feed off of that. And remember, it's not hard to trust God. I mean, we put our trust in man. We trust what we want to trust. And it's easy. It seems like it's so easy to put your trust in everything. But it's just as easy to trust God. I implore you, please, you know, try it. Yes, God. Yes. Okay. Well, I want to, I also want to share real quick before I pray out that, you know, the Holy Spirit that put in my spirit that sing. Even if you can't sing, you think you can't carry a note, God said make a joyful noise. But what some people don't know is that songs are warfare weapons. They are weapons of warfare. And when you get a song in your heart that you say, I can't get this song out of my spirit, that's a song that's designed to help you fight something. So sing. Sing your way out of something. Sing your way out of whatever's going on in your life. I implore you to do so. I want to pray us out. Father God, Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for all that you have done in it. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your encouragement. I thank you, Lord, even for the Sunday school. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in our lives today. I thank you, Lord, for those that were on our broadcast. I thank you for those that weren't. Maybe next time, God, but I ask you, Lord, to touch each and every listener that was out here tonight, God. I ask you, Lord, to administer to the needs of your people, God. Touch somebody's heart to trust you. Teach us how to trust you and to pass that torch along to the next one. God, I thank you for Purpose Kingdom Network, God. I thank you for the work that's going forth here, God. I just thank you, Lord, for the people that are set forth in place to just be an assessment to the people of God. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for reaching out to your people, God, giving them a word, giving them hope, giving them wisdom. God, our people perish from the lack of knowledge. God, I thank you for giving us knowledge. Thank you, Lord, for letting us work one and another unified. Thank you, Lord, for just movement, God, your will. And I ask you, Lord, to just continue to touch each and every speaker that is here throughout the week, God. And each week in and out, God, I ask you, Lord, to touch them in a special way, Lord, that they may touch your people abroad. And God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. God, I can't thank you enough in Jesus' name. And as we are traveling, God, those that are traveling, we ask you, Lord, for traveling mercies, Lord. For those that are home, we ask you, Lord, to secure and just be a hedge around those homes. Ask you, Lord, to please touch our babies in a special way, God. Give them a renewed mind. And we ask you, Lord, to bring them in while they're young, God, that they can reach that generation. And we ask all these things in God's name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus,
thank you all.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.